Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
It's so much more than just a profile picture. At Catholic Singles, our platform offers you many opportunities to get to know the person behind the picture. Sign up today at CatholicSingles.com.
Good morning, everyone. Sorry, I'm still catching up on my jet lag, getting started a little bit earlier than yesterday anyway. So welcome. Beautiful day at Cocoa Beach. Probably the cleanest, best surf I've ever seen in Florida since I've been coming here yesterday. Went down towards where my son's house is, my sons live, the ones who do the editing of the TV show, and stood at the beach there for a little while, and it just looked like perfect, small kind bite. I would say it would be the small version of a pipeline wave. It might have been 10-foot faces, but just perfect lines, just really great. So really cool to be here in Florida right now. I wish I didn't have a cold, I could go out and go surf. But we're reading through the Catholic Catechism, and we have started a fresh journey over the last month, and we're on part one. We're in paragraph 14. We're talking about the four pillars of the Catechism, the four pillars of our faith. Part one is the profession of faith. Part two is the sacraments of the faith. Part three is the life of faith. And part four is prayer of in the life of faith. Let's talk about what each one of those is. Those who belong to Christ through faith and baptism must confess their baptismal faith before men. So you're connected. You belong to Christ by how? By faith in Him. And through baptism. So baptism is essential. And you must confess your baptismal faith before men. This is a scripture verse from Matthew 10 and Romans 10. You know, we have to profess our faith. We can't just be lone rangers out there and have a nice spiritual walk with Jesus, but never proclaim the truth of the gospel to anyone. It's part of being part of the body of Christ. Those who belong to Christ through faith and baptism must confess their baptismal faith before men. So think about that. I know so many of you, I talked about this the other day, about how I just had a sense that God was going to start opening up more doors for witnessing. And certainly that day, that's what happened. And many of you wrote back saying, talking about how you also have had opportunities to witness and continue to look for them. First, therefore, the Catechism expounds revelation, by which God addresses and gives himself to man, and the faith by which man responds to God. This is in section one. So it talks about the revelation. God actually made it easy on us. He came to earth. He began to speak to us, you know, from the very beginning. But in the fullness of time, as the Bible says, Jesus came to, as the Catechism says, Jesus came to, it became incarnate and made it easy for us. Good morning, Tony. Hey, Dan. To know through his revelation of himself, by which God addresses and gives himself to man, and the faith by which man responds to God. The profession of faith summarizes the gifts that God gives man as the author of all that is good. Is God the author of anything bad? It's a good question. Did God make bad things? Did God make Satan? Did God make evil? It's a really essential question. The answer to that is, okay. Hey, Tony, happy birthday. Did God make evil? No, he did not. Everything God makes is good. One of the good things that God makes is a freedom of choice. Why does he give freedom of choice to the angels? Why did he do that? It's what you have to do for the sake of love. If people don't have the freedom to choose God or not choose God, then they're only robots, right? They don't really give, you can't really love without it being a free will gift to the other, right? So God made Satan, and one of the good things he made was a freedom of will. And there came a time when a third of all the angels who were created good fell, rebelled against God. We see the same thing here on earth. We see moral evil here on earth. God made all men to have a relationship with him, but we can reject him. And so for that reason, Thomas Aquinas says that evil is just the declination of the good. It's just taking something good and taking away from it. For example, the concept of light. In a room that's fully dark, if you light up just a single match, the whole room changes. Suddenly you can see things. Put out that light and it becomes dark. And so that's what evil is. It's just taking away from something that is good that God made. So in that sense, Satan, the evil, really doesn't have any existence. It's just taking away from something that is good. The profession of faith summarizes the gifts that God gives man, the author of all that is good, as redeemer and as sanctifier. So he not only, this is the thing, is again a change in Catholic teaching, from Protestant teaching changing Catholic teaching. We believe that Jesus saves us as the Redeemer, but also sanctifies us, the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit. That it's an ongoing work of transformation. From the moment we give our life to the Lord and are baptized, then he begins the work of transforming us, which is the word in the Greek metamorphoso, like the transformation of a caterpillar into a butterfly. You know, there's a season when the caterpillar is in the chrysalis, when it's being formed. So we come here kind of like on earth as a caterpillar, and then we are formed in the chrysalis of the church, so to speak, during the rest of our life here on earth. And then in heaven, we get our wings. We become a butterfly. Metamorphoso, the transformation. May you be renewed by the transformation of your mind. It says, may you be renewed by the metamorphoso of your mind. So God is a sanctifying God. He wants to purify us. Hi, Connie. Good to see you. Aloha. It develops these in the three chapters on our baptismal faith in the one God, the Almighty Father, the Creator, His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and the Holy Spirit, the Sanctifier in the Holy Church. This is all going to be in section two. So, the author of all that is good as Redeemer and as Sanctifier, this catechism develops in three chapters on our baptismal faith in the one God, the Almighty Father, the Creator, His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and the Holy Spirit, the Sanctifier of the Holy Church. I can't tell you how filled my heart is filled right now that you guys would join me this morning. It's so beautiful. Hi, Karen. How beautiful it is to share in the Catholic faith. What an honor. I know you can't see them, but there's a pod of dolphins cruising past the lineup right now. Beautiful morning here in Cocoa Beach. And then in part two, we're going to study the sacraments of faith. The second part of the catechism explains how God's salvation accomplished once for all through Christ Jesus and the Holy Spirit is made present in the sacred action of the Church's liturgy, especially in the seven sacraments. And so you see that God said, I want to save you, but I want to save you through other people. I want to save you through relationship. I want to save you through relationship. We are God's hands. And so God saves us, draws us to him, forms us in the faith through other people. We're not meant to be lone rangers. We need to be going to Mass. We need to be participating in a body of Christ. In the body of Christ. And then there's part three, the life of faith. The third part of the catechism deals with the final end of man. Now the final end is a philosophical term. Final end means the purpose. So the purpose of a dog is what? To be super, super doggy, right? The purpose of a dog is to be a good boy, right? A doggy dog. A dog that'll go fetch, a dog that will be your companion. That's the final purpose, the final end. Philosophically, what's the final end of a spoon? Is to be able to stir my coffee. Your final end, your purpose, is communion and relationship with God. So the third part of the catechism deals with the final end of man created in the Imago Dei, beatitude, and the ways of reaching it through right conduct, freely chosen. I love what Dr. Ray Guarendi says. So, by the way, he cracks me up. I love that guy. Whenever I see him at a conference or something, we always grab each other and tell each other the worst, corniest jokes. But I like what he says about the purpose for life is life, liberty, and the pursuit of, who knows what he says? Tell me if you do. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of, is it happiness? No, that's not what he says. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of holiness. It's in the pursuit of holiness that we find meaning. And that's why so many people say, well, I need to find, I mean, like, this is kind of something that I've really talked a lot to people about lately. And that is, yeah, Jack, I think Voltaire said it was life, liberty, and the pursuit of property. And then our founding father said it was life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But Dr. Ray Guarendi says it's life, liberty, and the pursuit of holiness. Because if you do the pursuit of holiness, happiness will come alongside of that. I wrote a poem once when I was in college. Happiness depends on happenings. It comes and goes with the tide. But joy comes from the Holy Spirit inside. So real joy, real joy comes from the pursuit of holiness. So my camera's about to turn off, so we'll stop there. It's overheating in this morning sunrise. I promise you we'll get back more on schedule, hopefully tomorrow. Pray for me. I got a cold, and I've got a mountain of work to do in the ministry. We're launching our new social media effort in the effort to expand our outreach exponentially. So pray for us. And one of the ways you can help is just by pressing the share button. Subscribing to our email newsletter is a big deal. And going to YouTube and subscribing on YouTube we have so much video content that our social media people said, we've never seen anybody with so much quality content. We have 700 videos up there, so go to our YouTube and subscribe. Oh, and by the way, you could become a Patreon donor. I know it's the giving month. You can go to patreon.com/Patreon. And if you give, which we love our monthly donors because it helps us realize how much faith work it's going to take for us to get to the next level, so we can every year to be able to provide our TV shows and stuff. If you give it a certain level, you get all of the Deep Bear Wozniak Adventure Radio shows months before they are released, and you get the Long Ride Home TV series, all seasons passed for all the episodes we've done. Especially like right now, Shane and I will be wrapping up episode 17. Which is the first episode of season 3. You get that now. You get the director's cut like in the next couple weeks instead of waiting until next spring when the season is released. EWTN, I'm not sure what you mean, but EWTN really doesn't help our ministry. Let's put it this way. The radio ministry, they don't provide any funding for us to do that. The TV show, they provide us about one-third of what it takes to produce our TV show. So, so I basically support myself through my CPA firm, but I'm also supporting the ministry. I put a lot of my own money in to try to keep it going. I'm seeing hope. I'm seeing that the Lord, at time to time, someone gives very generously out of the blue and sustains us, but I know the Lord is calling me to be prudent, and so to more and more ask for monthly donations. And then if that doesn't happen, then I'll have to drop back dramatically on the ministry, because part of my kuleana is to be responsible steward. So yes, but I believe in faith that God is going to provide us with the donors and that we need, and that's why we're doing our social media outreach, and why we ask you to help us share, and that's why we really value our monthly donors. We have many that give at the $5 level a month. And you don't know, when someone says I'm going to become a Patreon donor, I get excited. I get really, a $5 donor means a lot to me, because it means someone actually believes in us enough to stand with me. and to give. So we really appreciate that. I think we have a Bears Man Cave meetup coming up. It might even be tonight. I'm not sure. I'll have to look at my calendar, but looking forward to seeing all the men of the Man Cave, either that's tonight or tomorrow night, and we'll enjoy seeing you. So I got to go. The camera's going to burn out. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thanks for asking that. Thanks for your prayers. Aloha. Oh, when do you send donations? Oh, Karen, the way it usually works is people go to patreon.com/ Bear Wozniak Deep Adventure, and they just become a patron. If you need any help with that, you can message me and I'll help you. But you become a patron, and then at the first of every month, your monthly donation just comes out automatically charged to your credit card. If you want to mail a check to me or something, then you can personal message me, and I can tell you how. But we like the Patreon approach because every month we know what our budget is because we know how much it is coming in. And frankly, we're probably about $10,000 a month below what our budget needs to be. But we know God's faithful, and that He's faithful to this apostolate that He's raised up, and that will all come in. So yeah, but thank you for asking. And we'll see you tonight at the Man Cave. Any of you men that aren't members of the Man Cave, go to deepadventure.com and join up. We're having a Zoom video chat meetup tonight. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, let your heart be filled with joy. Be filled with joy. There's nothing in this world that God has not already, nothing surprises Him. He's for you. And He will help you through any ordeal. And as I believe it was Catherine of Siena said, our trials on this earth, when we get to heaven, will just seem like a bad night in an inconvenient hotel. So rise up to your challenges and with a smile on your face. Amen.
Good stuff happens when you support us at patreon.com/ Bear Wozniak Deep Adventure. You get instant access to every radio show, Bear Wozniak Adventure, and our TV episodes, Long Ride Home, the instant we produce them, months before they even air. Plus, we give you all kinds of free stuff, coffee cups, t-shirts, and other things like that. Go to patreon.com/ Bear Wozniak Deep Adventure and become our patron. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to press the subscribe button and ring that bell.